I know you're hungry, Papas. I know you're hungry.
It's dinner time for Maria Alvarez Garcia and her grandson, Adam Carbajal, in their North Fresno home. She has to spoon-feed him even though he's almost 8 years old. Carbajal can't speak, and he still drinks juice from a sippy cup meant for a toddler. As an infant, Carbajal suffered abusive head trauma, commonly known as shaken baby syndrome. At the time, his mother left him in the care of her boyfriend, who shook Carbajal and slammed him against a hard surface. The injuries left the boy mentally disabled, paralyzed on one side of his body, and prone to seizures. Alvarez Garcia has to take care of his every need.
Sometimes tears come out of his eyes, but he can't express himself, so it's just, like, really hard for me. Like, am I being selfish for wanting him in here? And that's one thing that I always tell God, you know, I don't want him to suffer.
Shaken baby syndrome and other forms of child abuse are on the rise as the economic downturn puts more stress on caretakers. Non-relatives are often the perpetrators in shaken baby cases, but so are inexperienced parents. Last month, a 23-year-old Merced father was arrested on suspicion of killing his infant son. The baby's injuries were consistent with shaken baby syndrome. Esther Franco is the executive director of the Fresno Council on Child Abuse Prevention.
Parents, when they're undergoing economic hardship and during the first year of life, is really when the baby is the most fragile. And so when the baby cries for no reason during the first year of life, parents become frustrated and they shake the baby and the baby's too fragile.
When a baby is shaken, the brain hits the skull as the head moves back and forth, causing hemorrhages and swelling. Dr. Philip Hayden is the medical director for the Child Abuse Treatment Center at Children's Hospital Central California. He says even if a baby's head hits a soft surface, like a mattress, the effects can be devastating.
When that happens, there's a sudden deceleration, which causes tremendous forces going the other way, and it's almost like when a car runs into a wall. Both can't exist in the same place, so we end up having a compression or crunch or whatever. And I'm not saying that you're necessarily going to get a skull fracture, but you may end up having no injuries on the outside if it's against a soft surface of a bed, or you may have a depressed skull fracture or a complex skull fracture because of the impact.
Poverty is often linked to child abuse. In this month's issue of the medical journal Pediatrics, a national study reported that shaken baby cases nearly doubled in areas with rising unemployment during the recession. Dr. Hayden says the Valley has some of the highest rates of shaken baby syndrome he's ever seen. In 2009, Children's Hospital treated 65 inpatient cases of child abuse injuries. That number rose to 79 last year. As of September, the hospital has already seen 65 cases. Dr. Hayden says abusive head trauma makes up 1/5 of cases each year. The problem is worsened by the Valley's high rates of poverty, unemployment, and drug abuse, especially the use of methamphetamine.
When drugs are there, it tends to take away the ability of a parent, in many cases, to adequately protect a child and may cause behavior problems that could result in a child being injured.
Child abuse prevention has become a driving force for Alvarez Garcia. She helped create Adams Law in California, which makes the permanent injury of a child punishable by 15 years to life in prison. She's also worked with the Fresno Child Abuse Prevention Council to start Adams Project. It's a program aimed at helping new moms cope with stress. Beginning this month, Fresno County birthing hospitals will require new parents to watch a DVD about Adam Carbajal's story and shaken baby syndrome. Franco says parents will also receive handouts describing methods to calm a crying baby.
I'm very excited about this because we've been working on it for almost 3 years, and we want to be sure and give this information to hospitals, 17,000 brochures a year. Make sure you give this to mom and the family. Watch the DVD, and so they'll remember. Once you see Adam's story, you'll remember to never shake your baby, and you'll know what the signs and symptoms are. So when they're crying for no reason, you won't lose your cool, so to speak.
Alvarez Garcia says the man who hurt her grandson will get out of prison in 2015. She wants the public to learn from her family's struggle.
It's very simple. You just walk away. You know, no baby deserves what happens to them. Whatever frustration a parent feels with the child, they don't deserve to be hurt.
She urges parents to remember that a few moments of anger are not worth a lifetime of pain and regret. I'm Shelley Bronco.